what old people still remember and scent about, and little was retained to this day. In the West Indies, the Spanish conquest, in their zeal to convert the pagans to Christianity, destroyed almost everything that existed in real evidence. The Mayan codices, irreplaceable, dating from legendary times and never deciphered, were almost completely destroyed. Two of the few existing reports, speaking of celestial catastrophe, which, of course, do not deal in the style of a scientific report, but in language mythic, poetic, visual, are cited below. The Popular View reports that the god of the horror, Hurricane, flooded the earth while at the same time, the sky is observed a tremendous fire. This report gives, and with the reconstitution of the facts, the person removing it from Hurricane, avenger or punishment. Similarly, the Arawak, Guyana, first recall that the Great Spirit punished with the fire, and after they inflicted a terrible flood, it can be discerned in the fall of the meteor strike caused by its impact, flooding the Guyana. However, also, there is a legend in the Eastbury, Hellenic, like counting, but perhaps even more clearly. We talk about Phaeton, which would drive the car of the sun, but the horses of fire escaped his control and he came very close earth, which burned in half and then was struck by lightning at sea, in Eridan. Very impressive is a passage in chapter 5 of Book Chilibalum, highly significant, written in Mayan language but in Latin characters. The following is the text of that passage, removed the parables and allusions unintelligible, mythic, of secondary importance. This happened when the earth began to stir. Nobody knew what was to come. Fell a rain of fire, fell ash, rocks and trees. Trees and rocks were dropped. And the great serpent was torn out of the sky. And then your skin and pieces of his bones precipitated on the earth. And arrows hit orphans and old people, widows and widowers, who lived but had not strength enough to live. They were buried in the sands the beach. Then came awfully big waves. And with the great serpent, the sky fell down and dry land was submerged. To our subject matter, this report, and much, much about the details terminating on its merits, comes from the country near the coastal area hit by the meteor Carolina, so, give exact details of the fall of the meteor, which the must have been cited in all its fullness. To avail himself of the comparative picture of the great snake, torn from the sky, with extreme plasticity illustrates the appearance of the planetoid, in fact similar to a body of snake, with the gases emanating from the front and forming the luminary. In his luminous career, overshadowed the brilliance of the sun, really should have had the appearance of a body of serpent, formed by stars and suns, giving the impression that the Milky Way, the great snake cone universal, were to rush on Earth to destroy it. Like a snake in mouth open, vomiting fire, the terrible cosmic phenomenon close to the world, suddenly disintegrated, when then his skin and pieces of his bones precipitated on the Earth. There is another comparison table to play with equal force and precision plastic demonstrating the phenomenon, for which description would hardly words. The planetoid A was just one among many of his fellow group of Adonis. All travel eccentric orbits and also all of them, time or another, approaching Earth. And not always can count on the luck of humanity away from this approach in the same way as Happy escaped in February 1936. The Tremendo Tuck. We just describe the fall of the meteor in the southwestern North Atlantic, which caused the greatest and most terrible disaster of the known myths of humanity. With the impact, entering the bottom of the bed Atlantic basin, the planetoid A no longer exists, was absorbed by the Earth, but the West has to face horribly marked. The Russian astronomer Kulik reported that a column of fire, 20 kilometers in height, rose to open the meteor crater in Taiga. However, despite this, in comparison with the mass and power of the planetoid meteor that was a dwarf, a nothing, the mass of the meteor's Taiga represented only the fraction of the 2 million that the planetoid of the meteor Taiga precipitated on the Earth with a speed of just over 1 to 1.5 kilometers per second, as can deduct the site of impact, approximately circular, which indicates a nearly vertical trajectory of decline and therefore very bent, so may not have been covered with speeding. The planet Our Day was certainly 10 times faster, considering their history of approaching flat, elliptical. It's coming from the western impact angle in plan, indicated by the ellipsoid shape of the two Abyssis submarines. Also, only a small fraction of his speed was lost in the Earth's envelope of air, while the meteor of the Tiger, in his capacity as glide smaller, there has slowed much more sharply. In considering all these data, it follows that the force of impact and, with this feature of the magnitude scale of destruction caused, the planetoid there, topped by at least 200 million times that of the meteor's Tiger. What happened in 1947 in the virgin forests of Siberia, along the river Enisei, while it was a disaster site, offers no point of comparison with what, 11 millennia ago, occurred in the Atlantic. Only multiplied by 200 million times, it could be considered as a comparison. In 1908, the column of fire rose to 20 kilometers above the surface, but once in the Atlantic, the cosmic fire, the proportions of a protuberance land, must have exceeded the edges of the envelope of air and the ionosphere. Multiply the mass with velocity, you get the momentum and, thus, decisive for the size effect caused energy. The determined weight of approximately 2 billion tons, equals weight, corresponds to about 200 tons quadrilhos, equals mass, multiplied by the speed of the order of about 20 kilometers per second, gives the momentum of 4 tons quadrilhos per second, a truly astronomical figure, comparable only in terms of values of magnitude astronomical equivalent. A high pulse cannot have failed to exert dynamic influences on the rotation of the Earth, in pace. Although the stria marked in the Earth's crust were greater, at about a billion times, the momentum of the impact alone could hardly have been sufficient to speed up or slow down the rotation of the Earth, not in a small measure, immeasurable. However, the planetoid, causing a bleak impact, acted on the rotation of the Earth, such as acting as a pebble on a pivot, turning slowly, and, suddenly, it hit the top, a bleak angle. How does, then, the pivot way of stabilizing, starting to decrease their movement, its axis starts to wobble, lose their position in the vertical plane on which is placed and evolves into a movement groggy. There was, in fact, that the Earth, or rather the Earth crust, you stumble, at least since the end of the Quaternary. The route takes about 25,000 Earth years to make a move tottery. To complete a single movement tottery, the Earth rotates on its axis by about 9 million times. Also the Earth crust, in turn, has a pulse on the order of kilograms quadrilhau per second, 250,000 times to overcome the impulses of the order of 4 trillion kg per second, calculated for the impact of the planetoid. According to the theory of the pivot, initially in the Earth rotation should complete a vacillating motion in the range of 250,000 days, e approximately 700 years. How, meanwhile, the period of motion tottery increased to 25,000 years, it was there that he was largely absorbed and slowed down by forces of internal friction, acting between the Earth crust and its bearing of magma. The Earth will cease to stumble, with the angle of the opening of the pivot's tottery decreasing, gradually, because its rotation axis erect, for the work forces of friction. This whole process is go, influenced by the Sun and the Moon, whose gravitational forces transmit tilting moments and, therefore, pulses of precession to Earth, is not exactly spherical, as is known, due to the bulge along the equator. The broadly, the movement of precession causing the frequency of the known solar stations, of course, in the early quintennario, this movement was more pronounced as today. In the first 700 years after the disaster, this movement tottery caused an imbalance in the Van Allen belt. This belt consists of two zones, in the form of shell, involving the Earth and have high intensity of radiation. The cause of this is in the Earth magnetic field. The Van Allen belt absorbs the proton-rich energy from solar Ranspra tube. This absorption occurs primarily in the inner shell, from an altitude of 3,200 km above the Earth's surface. the second shell, and more foreign, with a sinuosity almost elliptical in transverse direction against the Sun, it extends from 16,000 kilometers above the Earth, to within 50,000 kilometers of the universe. Only in terrestrial magnetic poles, the tip of the Van Allen belt reaches up to 320 kilometers within the ionosphere. As a result of disturbances in the Van Allen belt, the Earth is important graciously exposed to solar storms and the resulting hard radiation. This means that a larger number of atoms of nitrogen is converted to carbon isotopes, thus enriching the radioactive carbon in the atmosphere. However, even with some delay, this may contribute to the restructuring stabilizers of terrestrial magnetic field from outside. As the movement tottery weakened, the Van Allen belt managed to resume their protective function, intensifying it proportionately. Today, the problem ceased to be important, as meanwhile the period for the implementation of a single movement tottery is increasing for 25,000 years, but still do not know for sure what the consequences would have been caused in the first 1,000 years after the disaster. Aurora, the periodicity of the seasons was related to an intensity of radiation at least. Different, but certainly more dangerous than the present. It is unknown if this existed in the quaternary period. Only based on the hypothesis of Laplace, unproven and unlikely, it is assumed that the solar system was stable, allowing only small variations of orbital elements more or less of certain values. Strictly speaking, one would assume that, to the north of the isotherms to 0 degree, the formation of ice and their conservation would be possible only when there was no interference of the periods of the heat of summer. In summary, during the quaternary changes in temperature influenced the change of seasons have been lower than they are today. It would be the case, then assumed that the position of the Earth axis on the ecliptic be reasonably vertical, in just slightly oblique angle. In all likelihood, the quaternary this angle was much smaller than today. The modern value is around 23 degrees 27 and is currently declining in some 47.0.785. per century. This would correspond to 0.013 degrees per century, or a decrease of 1 in 7,630 years. But this gradual reduction is the theory of the pivot. Pivot Grogius all, including the Earth, makes the building, where the friction forces act in the plane on which he is placed. For the pivot, toy, these forces are generated by friction between its tip and the surface on which is, in case of pivot, Earth, which is accompanied only by barge envelope of rock, but not the melting pot and not by the core gas. These forces are generated by friction between the envelope of rock and the magma inside. Therefore, one would expect that, apparently, at the beginning of quinquennario the ecliptic obliquity maximum was first accelerated and then decreased slowly as the friction decreased. When extended backwards, the line representing the ecliptic obliquity, as a function of time elapsed since the beginning of quinquennario not, turns into a straight line but a curve in mild slope, gradually vertical. The tremendous tuck, ending the fourth time the great symphony land, made the earth wobble and shake, do not know in how many degrees, but the humanity in recorded memory that singular event proves it to legend. The myth that in most cases usually transmit the primitive man's religious knowledge, by means of images, reflecting cosmic experience. To do so, or should go in search of evidence between the red-skinned people living near the site of the disaster because they were too impressed with the all-burning fire and the waves beat the all-enveloping that followed, or is, with the immediate consequences of the impact of the planetoid in the Atlantic coast. These consequences caused horror least the people who inhabited the most remote areas, but was still a tremendous psychological impact suffered by them. They experienced in the flesh the other consequences of tremendous tuck, which kept in memory, yet you know that in time, the earthquake and the whole sky out of his celestial order, perennial, with the turmoil that he went. Especially those memories is part of the legend above Phaeton. Only in a poetic metamorphose, later, the hero is presented as the son of the god of the sun, but Homer and even Pri, Homeric poets of it as Phaeton, the light, the very adjective helium. But what would, in reality, the mythical, allegorical image of the car's sun, leaving its track through the sky to fire half the earth, the closer to her too? Does this mean that the divinity, guiding the car, was hit by lightning of Zeus, bright as a meteor, because this is what its name says, fell on the earthen waters of Eridan, the mythical river of the west? This image shows a mythical cosmic disorder, whose restoration is perfectly feasible. For a man in touch with nature, instinct-driven geocentric, the earth is a solid disk, on which rests the sky. Axis land, ending with a lodestar, is the pivot around which turns the sky. Your crystal ball bears the epicycle of cycles and planetary orbits, which also includes the sun slanting with elliptical, car very low. This framework remains relatively constant year after year, representing a wide constituency, including an angle with the horizon, equal to the degree of latitude. Even when you feel that the Earth received a strong push, the stronger the coming of an earthquake, do not have the impression of being the land tremble and stagger, but the sky, the transparent dome, with its number of stars flashing, shudder and wobble was. When the sun seems to stumble through the sky, this phenomenon illustrates the result of telluric disturbances, described by observers naive so subjective and correct, but incorrectly transposed into the sky and seen as a shift from solar orbit. In memory, confused is these two events, the car's sun groggy and fall of meteor, not immediately visible in the land of the east, but then released by rumors as to be commingled in one. This is the final part of the myth, showing Phaeton, hit by lightning and the sun falling from the car. Also, the epic Vlaspa, singular poem, decanted from time remote as Imo's gods, Bri, Germanic, and that in the Middle Ages was still recited in Iceland, provides clear and objective evidence in respect of our subject. As foreshadowed in the initial verse, this epic relates the earliest history of humankind, not all of humanity, of course, but only part of which descended from the divine mythical, alleged author of the poem, says, verse 2, first was the time when Mer lived. There was no sand nor sea nor salt wave, not found the earth, the sky or in the highest. It was a big emptiness in the grass grew anywhere. Verse 3, until the sons of Ber raised the turf, she created the Midgard, the legend. The sun shone on the south face of the stone battlements. The ground was green, with green poro. Verse 4, the south, the sun, companion of the moon, moved in with the right-hand edge of the sky. The sun did not know about their rooms, the moon did not know its strength. The stars did not know their address. Verse 2 describes the time period of the primitive quaternary, the stages of glaciation. That is the view of the large empty, sparkling, the ice sheet covering the frozen land and sea of uniformly white, gray sky with its clouds of snow that, without horizon, is confused with the earth. The two following verses describe the cosmic and telluric changes, ending the era of glaciation and introducing a new era. The sons of Ber, deities of the new era that, in another epic Ilma, the giant of the snow, in which blood drowned the world of giant glaciers, raise the peace, is the memory of the earthquake. They pose under the layer of ice, which then discards and back to Scandinavia. The soil of the land, now free of ice, it is green, under the rays of the sun, rising to the south, set up the legend of Midgard. Verse 4 implements the barge, the lift and shake the earth. The sun, the moon and the stars wanders aimlessly, with no fixed location, without addresses defined. This means that left to their apparent orbits, geocentric, and engaged in new directions. When the Earth wobble, we Earthlings, the universe with all its stars is stagger. A glance to the night sky shows the stars as fixed, especially in the polar region. This means that from then transferred their orbits, traveling spherical orbits, recognizable around the celestial pole. When leaving their fixed locations, their chairs of crystal, we always spherical, to another place, around another celestial pole. Therefore, the verse 4 describes the process of displacement of the celestial pole. Indeed, The celestial pole is a point that exists only in our subjective imagination. It marks the supposed meeting fictitious axis of rotation of the Earth, infinitely long, there. Apparent sky. To go to the supposed celestial pole, which actually moves is the center of rotation of the Earth and sky is the shaft to wobble and shake, toward a new equilibrium level, as we think, but the Earth axis. This enigmatic verse, evidence of natural invaluable, given by a witness naive, I, only describes the displacement of the Earth axis and the beginning of a precession at least intensified. The verse of stanza 2-4 illustrates this with the example of sun. Suddenly, the sun is pushed to its elevation to the celestial horizon, edge of the sky, in order to give the impression that, in the fall, is looking for support in edge firm. The contingency of the sun is quote as companion of the moon could be an indication of the constellation of the new moon, in which the sun and the moon known, the latter growing in close, appear side by side. In turn, also the reports of phenomena metaphysical Bible often tend to use mythic imagery, which could have been inspired by cosmic events. In this sequence of ideas comes to mind the fall of the angels. Its text is well known. Lucifer, the most beautiful and strong among the angels originally created, it rebelled against God, Creator, and a revolution sky, tried to dethrone the Almighty. This attempt led to the fall of Lucifer and his supporters of the darkest and deepest abysses of hell. The Old Testament makes reference to a single connection, in Isaiah 14, 12, 15, at the same time, a prophecy related to Babylon and its kings, whose fate would be equal to the primitive princes of the earth. How cast from heaven, O shining star, who birthed the nation, how cast by land, that you rent the nations. Say that in your heart, the sky upstairs, set my throne above the stars of God, sit I will mount on the alliance, located, to the sides of the Aquilau. Surpass the height of the clouds, be like the Most High. And yet, you were precipitated into hell, to the deepest abysses. The revolt of the renegade angels under Lucifer, strongly recalls legends like Greek, talking on the revolt of the giants in the rebellion of Elodes, the struggle between gods and titans. There, the lightning and thunder of the sky god decide the fight, the giant Tifa, and Elodes are down, fall down, are buried beneath volcanoes. Could pass unnoticed by the link between these narratives, exaggerated to the point of becoming myths, and objective reporting of the fall of the planetoid. If this assumption is correct, then the story of the fall of the angels close the memory of the Atlantis disaster, killing the island of Atlantis, the sinking account in visual language, pictorial. Considering all these factors and assessing the myths of objective way, without prejudices, it admitted that the popular legends send an event, susceptible to be reconstituted in fact, language in plastic, multicolored, but not for this less subjectively true and correct. Also, should not be surprising the fact to use their own terminology that 11 millennia ago, was obviously different from our current way of talking. The explosive charge of Cosmo. In the area of impact of the meteor Tiger, a column of fire rose to 20 kilometers altitude. Kulik, the sober Russian scientist, described the fall of the meteor disaster and described its effects posterity. However, in considering this description with strict objectivity, recalculated their data, figures are obtained by a somewhat disappointing for the modern man, accustomed to the effects caused by atomic bombs. Kulik indicates the weight of the Tiger and the meteor was about 1 million tons, its velocity of impact must have been about 1 kilometer, second. There are assumptions on there. Strength of their impact on the order of about 50,000 kilometers, T or 5.1010 meters, kg, with the value a bit of heat passing 100 million calories. In order to obtain similar local effect, it must employ some 75 tons of nitroglycerin, which represent less than 1/100th of the force developed by an atomic bomb. The type A. However, what was the meteor of the Tiger in comparison with the Puntoide? The mass of the latter was at least 200 billion tons, equals mass, Its speed of fall, conditional on Earth, was 20 kilometers per second, and therefore the force of impact was 20 billion tons kilometer, mkg equals 2.1019, with heat value of more than 40 billion calories. To achieve the same explosive effect, it needs to detonate, or 34 trillion tons of nitroglycerine, or in the event that it is estimated 1 million tons of explosives equal to the destructive force of a modern hydrogen bomb, this would represent the total impact of 30,000 atomic bombs, launched in highly concentrated bombing. The full force of the impact of the planetoid may be taken as being equal to 2.1019 or 4.1016 mkg calories, and this huge amount energy was represented by an explosive charge from the cosmos, where it has its ignition, which penetrated deeply into the soil land. Of total load, the jacket was half rock and half of the nucleus. Therefore, each of the two segments representing the core disintegrated. It took about a fourth part, and each of the 10,000 fragments of the disintegrated casing, a 20th part of a 1,000th of the total load. Let us these fragments, which opened this terrible track impact of destruction, called the Field of Craters Carolina, and whose origin is attributed to the meteor Carolina. The fall of each fragment of size, any attempt at recovery can only operate with values had the force of impact of approximately 1 billion mkg on an average surface area of 200,000 square meters. So there was an impact of around 5 quadrilhos of mkg/m2. In the case of the meteor's Tiger, the area destroyed by the impact and the formation of flames, as described, had a diameter of about 20 kilometers. E, area of some 300 square kilometer, or 300 million m2, even assuming that the total area only one-third party was hit by the meteor bombardment, it would still 100 million m2. As calculated above, the energy of impact was 50,000 tkm, e 50 quadrilhos of mkg, therefore, only 500 mkg, p/m2, fit the square meter of surface, which represents only the value 15.000.000 comparative assigned to the planetoid. The amount of energy of impact is much more interesting to show that the disaster in West Siberia, and it was so horrible like this. The energy density of the meteor of Tiger, which barely reached 15.000, was well below that of developed by a grenade cannon of that campaign, shot in direct, hits a target next. However, with the planetoid, this energy was 2,000 times greater, considering only the fall of fragments of the shell of rock. It turns out that the density of energy, also called the ballistic coefficient, is the decisive factor in the strength of penetration of a missile, celestial or terrestrial. The fragments should open in soil depths of the craters are measured in kilometers. It was only at that depth that found its point of rest. And in each case I saw Lardo, the effect lasted only a few seconds. At that moment, nothing or almost nothing of the heat of friction, generated and stored in the front face of the projectile sky, could be diverted. The heat then concentrated enough to heat the entire skyrocket up to 4,000 degrees Celsius. However, due to the time of impact, very short, almost all the heat was concentrated in a narrow edge of the front, where the local heating should have exceeded the 10,000 degrees. The great light, radiated by the missile within the Earth, can be inferred from the fact that the temperature on the solar surface is of only 6,000 degrees Celsius, which represents up to 1/10, but probably only 1/100, the brightness of the light source invisible. No material substance could withstand an attack of this magnitude heat. Disintegrated structure would be and at the same time evaporates. Back, toward the opening, the exhaust gases unbridled were barred by the wreckage of the missile, locked deep in the soil. Therefore, the destructive power of the cloud of gas, hot and inimaginable under enormous pressure, it must be taken not to run down, but to the sides. At these forces, the action so sudden, gave up the underground strata of granite and dunito, then deformed as if they were to pitch. With the expansion of the gas, huge holes opened up, at great depths within the earth, drilling the substrate, which was equal to the consistency of a sponge.